AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Services are underway in St. Petersburg, Russia for the victims of the plane crash in Egypt. ...224 people, the vast majority Russian tourists, were killed when their jetliner crashed a week ago yesterday in Sinai. Investigators say they heard a sound right at the end of the cockpit voice recording when the plane broke up a little more than 30,000 feet in altitude. A 27-year-old Phoenix area woman killed her hospitalized 5-year-old son, then herself, early yesterday morning. Mesa Police Detective Steve Berry tells KNXV-TV that they're working with the staff at Carton Children Medical Center in an effort to find out what caused Tammy Griffith to do what she did.
They're cooperating in any way possible as far as the investigation. Obviously, they will provide our investigators with information on the child, the family, for what they know, any treatment involved.
Berry would not say why the boy had been hospitalized before he was killed. Senator Bernie Sanders is the first presidential candidate to call for decriminalization of marijuana.
In my view, possession of marijuana should not be a federal crime.
Sanders wants to take pot off the FDA's controlled substance list and give states the option to legalize the drug. A Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination has ordered a barbershop to pay $100,000 to a legally blind barber fired 3 years ago. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
The barber who was fired, Joel Nixon, says he can see, he just has trouble with peripheral vision and seeing at night. He tells the Boston Herald he's afraid of going completely blind and is hoping to make enough money to take his son to Disneyland before he fully loses his sight.
This is AP Radio News. Tanker cars on a train that derailed in Wisconsin are leaking ethanol into the Mississippi River. AP's Jeff Bannon.
Crews are working now to recover the spilled ethanol and to right the trains. It's going to be a long process, but BNSF says there was no fire, smoke, or injuries, and there is no threat to the public.
Some of the derailed cars are upright, others on their sides. Some are partially in the river. A bright streak of light seen at sunset last night from Southern California to as far away as Nevada and Arizona led to a flurry of calls to police and video postings online. The Navy says it was an unarmed missile fired from a submarine off the coast of Southern California. Three AP top 10 teams lost in college football yesterday. Number 4 LSU thumped by 7th-ranked Alabama 30-16. TCU lost by 20 to 12th-ranked Oklahoma State. And number 6, Michigan State lost. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.